Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 12th of September 2009 and the time is 3:10 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Yeah, hi, I'm Neil Michael Watson. I'm 36 and I come from Stoke-on-Trent.
Lovely. And how are you today?
Good. Good. Getting nervous, but good.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I've always really followed Anthony Gormley's work and been to see several of his exhibitions and everything else, so I followed sort of the ideas for the plinth and all the different options fairly closely, and when he was selected it was a case of, yeah, got to apply. So it was the association with Anthony Gormley, really.
And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how to spend your hour on the plinth?
With difficulty, really. It was lots of ideas flowing back and forth, but in the end it was decided I was going to do something for the Dogs Trust, purely because of the links that we have with getting dogs from there and everything else.
And what's the Dogs Trust?
The Dogs Trust is a charity that looks after strays and everything else. Basically I'm working, trying to highlight the issue of puppy farming and the conditions that puppies are bred in.
And so what are you going to do on the plinth today?
I shall be dressing up in a dog costume. I'll be erecting a small pen on there and I'll be staying inside the pen, as I say, to highlight those conditions. I'll be trying to get the crowd to shout out to stop, make some noise to stop puppy farming, and if they do, I'll be getting out of the cage and throwing some sweeties to them as a thank you.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to do this in particular?
Again, from talking to the Dogs Trust, I was aware of puppy farming and know sort of some of the things that go on, but from talking to them, they've really just made me aware of absolutely how vile it is as a practice. So it's actually something that raising awareness of it is very worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So.
And you said that you have a relationship with Dogs Trust. What is that relationship?
Purely as a supporter, that our own dog come from the Dogs Trust. And ever since we got him, it's really, those links have just grown stronger and stronger.
And how are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth now that you're actually here?
As I say, nervous at the minute. I'm sure once I'm up there, it'll fly by and I want another hour.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in this art project overall, do you think?
Again, it's just something that, on behalf of the charity, just to raise awareness, but from a personal point of view, it's just getting up there, being part of it. I like the fact that I'm putting myself up and being visible. It's not something I normally do, so it's a challenge more than anything.
And you mentioned that you have a dog of your own.
That's right.
Do you like to say a little bit about your dog?
Yeah, got a dog that we rescued from the Dogs Trust about 5 years ago. Goes by the name of Tesco. He was originally abandoned in a Tesco car park, hence the name. As I say, we've had him for about 5 years now and he's one of the best dogs you could ever want to have, really. So, hence I don't understand the reason why people will pay for puppies and puppy farming when you can get brilliant dogs from the Dogs Trust.
And can I ask you now to say a little bit about yourself? What do you do?
Well, I work in IT. I actually run sort of the operation side of things for an internet provider based up in Telford. It's a fairly busy, hectic job, just the same as I guess everybody else is, but certainly has its challenges. That means an hour commute to work every day, but which is something I kind of enjoy, which I don't know if that makes me sad or not, but I enjoy the drive to wind up and wind down at the end of the day. That's work. In terms of me in general, most of it's spent really around computers and IT, lots of walks with the dog and everything else. So that's kind of me in a nutshell, I guess.
And what was your route into working in this field of IT?
A strange one, really. I've actually got a degree in modern languages, which doesn't tie in to the profession at all. But literally back in 97, I knew a friend that worked in IT, thought I'd be good at it, and it kind of started from there. So it wasn't necessarily a chosen career path, but it's something that's kind of worked out.
And how do you enjoy it?
I actually really enjoy it. As I say, it's got its challenges, it's got its stresses, but it's definitely something that I enjoy. It's get up, enjoy going to work every day. it's not a case of you get up and you really don't want to go in. I know some days are going to be really stressful, but yeah, you get on, you do it. It's at the end of the day, you get the job done.
And can I ask about your life outside of work? What are your interests and hobbies?
Let's say hobbies, mainly IT based, whether it's internet or doing bits of design work or whatever, anything like that. I was spending lots of time with the dog. That's about it. Enjoyed cooking as well. Did lots of cooking for the family. Just general things like that, really. Nothing major.
And where are you from originally?
Born and bred in Stoke-on-Trent. Still live there to this day. I actually live about a mile away from my parents, so not moved that far from home.
And where did you go to study?
Studied down in London at South Bank University. So it was a modern language degree, so that was a year out. I did 6 months in Germany, not far from Stuttgart, and 6 months in Pamplona in Spain, where they do the bull running.
And how was that, living abroad?
It was interesting, it was good. Two very different experiences. Certainly in Germany, I was working out there for a company called ZF, where the only English I actually spoke was when I was on the phone to a customer. I lived in a house with a German woman, a French student, and a Danish guy. The only common language is German. Whereas in Spain, it was I was going to university there, so I actually lived with a group of students. So that was much more relaxed.
And what do you think that added to your sort of your life experience in terms of living abroad? What did that give to you, do you think?
It certainly gave me a huge amount more confidence than I had. I know as a student, sort of my first 2 years, were very quiet and had lots of study and everything else. I went abroad and kind of found myself. And my fourth year then was a little bit more wayward. But yeah, it was definitely confidence and realising who I am and everything else. It was very much a soul-finding exercise as well as being fun.
And you're obviously very passionate about the Dogs Trust.
Yes.
Now. What difference has having a dog made to your life, do you think?
It's something... It's knowing that you've always got somebody there that's, no matter whether you're in a good mood, a bad mood, is just going to come and love you and is going to be there. And yes, we'll demand a stroke off you no matter what. You can, if the dog goes into the bin and gets the rubbish out, yes, you might be annoyed with him. But within 5 minutes, he's made up and everything. It's just that kind of unconditional love. So, and to feel that, it's fabulous.
And what kind of dog have you got?
It's actually a crossbreed. We think, we're unsure, but we think there's a bit of Welsh Corgi, a bit of Alsatian, a bit of Labrador. Not entirely sure of the mix, but that's now the thoughts at the minute.
And had you ever had a dog as a child?
No, was never allowed a dog as a child, purely because of parents going out to work and everything else. So it's something I'd always wanted, but never got to have.
And what did your parents do?
My mum works for a students' union. She's the cashier. In the accounts department. My dad is actually a technical services guy, so actually helps people fix and mend taps and all sorts of things. Before that, my dad used to be a cashier. He used to make toilets for a living. Interesting little fact.
Yeah. Do you know much about your family history?
Not huge amounts, no. Grandparents a little bit, but not huge amounts about the family in general, no.
Okay. And have you ever done anything like this before, taking part in an art project?
No, I can also say I haven't. No, definitely not. No.
And what impact do you think it will have on your life?
Again, I think in terms of confidence, again, knowing that the fact that I can get up and stand up there in front of all those people, I'm going up on a Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, so it's going to be fairly busy. So just that confidence, knowing I can get up and do that, it's going to be a huge boost. I don't think I particularly lack confidence, but it's just like a reconfirmation almost.
What do your friends and family think about you taking part in this?
Well, I think when I told people, the initial reaction was that I was mad. But I think people are quite supportive, and actually they think it's good. It's an interesting project. Lots of people from work have pledged to watch, whether online. Even down to at work, we have projectors on the walls at the time, monitoring networks and everything else. I've been told on Monday that they're going to be running a rerun of the video all day. So very much everybody's definitely behind it.
Fantastic. You say you live in Stoke and you've lived in Stoke all of your life. Can I ask you to comment on what Stoke on Trent is like now and if you've seen it change over the years?
Yeah. I mean, Stoke has definitely changed over the years. Growing up as a child, there was lots of industry there. Certainly now there isn't. I can certainly remember driving down one of the roads or being driven down one of the roads as a child and seeing sort of an orange glow from a steel works. That is now all commercial properties, all that industry's gone. When I first started working, worked in the ceramics industry, all the ceramics were made in the UK, that's now all been shipped abroad. So there's very definitely been a change. And it kind of went into a dip, certainly in the sort of the 90s and the start of the new millennium. I think because these industries were closing, it's starting to get more investment now, so it's kind of on the up again. So it should be positive, it should be good. I think we've had a lull, but we're getting back there now.
Good stuff. And can I ask you to describe yourself?
Okay, describe myself, the hardest question of all. I suppose I'm reasonably live a character, usually very forthright, definitely been called opinionated at work, which I'm not sure whether is a good or a bad thing. In terms of character, yeah, fairly loving, do anything for my family, friends, as I say, love the dog, everything just sort of ties in family and friends. Work-wise, firm but fair, I guess it would be. I wouldn't like to ask the teams what they thought about me, but that's a different question altogether, I would guess. Fairly strange sense of humour, definitely smutty rather than anything else, which everybody at work will pay testament to. And that's kind of me, my character in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hopes for yourself out of life?
Really, I suppose it sounds a cliche to get to a ripe old age and have fun. It's not something, there's no huge career aim as such. Yes, I want to do well and I want to have the money to be able to enjoy myself and to live a decent life. But I'm not, I've got to be a company owner or dad or whatever. It's like I'm happy doing what I'm doing and as long as I'm doing well at it. I think the kind of whatever I do, I want to do well. And for the future, that's kind of how I want to carry on. It's whatever projects I tackle, whatever I take on board, as long as I do it to the best of my ability. And work gives me the ability to do that. So yeah, it's succeeding in all I do, I suppose, would be the summary of that.
Good stuff. Is there anything else that you would like to mention about yourself or to add about the project?
I don't think there is, to be honest. Just that really it's going to be a fantastic experience. Even if it goes hideously pear-shaped and I end up falling off, it's going to be a fantastic experience. It's already got to that point from the minute I received the email to tell me I'd been selected. It's kind of been a whirlwind of joy and excitement. And so in terms of the project, it's great. And I just like thank you to everyone here and to Anthony Gunn for coming up with it and everything else.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks.